I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. I love it. Psalm 22, verses 22 and 23. Hello, hello. Happy Thursday, friend. My name is Joey Kroll. This 25th day of April. Yes, already April 2013. So hard to believe that May is right around the corner, just sneaking up on you, just going by way too quickly. Kind of reminds me, though, to take advantage of every opportunity with our loved ones. Amen. Ah, friend, it is so good to see you. Happy Thursday to you. Are you having a good week? Doing all right? Hanging in there? Yeah, we're getting ready for the second Bible study tonight. Yes, the second go-around of the Merge Gospel Bible Study. Of course, it's that bi-weekly Bible study at Judah Christian School, and we started it 2 weeks ago. And if you didn't have a chance to register and you're still interested in participating in the Bible study, there is still room for you. Even though it's our second gathering, there's still room for you. I know we ordered a couple other materials and books for those who are procrastinators, such as myself. So you can still get registered for the Bible study tonight at 6:30. You can give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Of course, it's the Bible study, the biweekly Bible study, that we'll take a look at all four of the Gospels. And I'll tell you what, it's just not only a great Bible study, but some great fellowship and some great snacks and surprises as well. Dos Rios, a Mexican restaurant on Prospect Avenue, just a couple of blocks away from Judah Christian School. They're going to be providing chips and salsa and white cheese spread as well. 7-Up will provide some soda. Our friends at Columbia Street Roastery will be providing coffee and tea. And one of the attendees will be actually baking some cinnamon rolls for the Bible study tonight. Can I get an amen to that? So, hey, if you want to bring a dessert or two or a treat or whatnot, you can. Feeding your soul, but also your body as well. So, hey, if you want to get more information or even to register it, I know, again, there's still room for you, though, tonight at the Merge Gospel Bible Study. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Well, if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, coming up Saturday night, 6 p.m., Jason Crabb will be in concerts. Yeah, Jason Crabb from the Crabb family. Going to be in Danville, 6 p.m., of course, Saturday night at the Danville High School Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. He's going to be there, and tickets can be purchased at itickets.com. And if you want more information on that concert, I don't know if you've ever seen Jason Crabb. He's got a great heart. He really does. He's in it for the ministry. He's not in it for the fame or the fortune or the recognition. He is truly in it for the ministry. And if you've seen him in concert before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So he's going to put on a great, great night of worship Saturday night, 6 p.m. at the Danville High School Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. You can get more information by checking out our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And while you're there, you can also take a look at all the events happening in our area. Again, the event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, our devotion for today comes from the book of Exodus. Yes, we're going to the Old Testament today, reminding us of God's faithfulness. Oh, it's going to be good. Right after Be Thou My Vision, a classic from Selah, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping,
thou my great Father.
It. That is Selah and Be Thou My Vision right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. I'll tell you what, there is something about being a hero that resonates with us. I mean, we love the idea of a rescue, don't we? I mean, you see it any time when there's a large gathering of people huddling around a TV set during a hostage situation. When someone is trapped in a mine or a well, as time is running out, everyone bands together and pulls for the rescue. And I think these stories are meaningful because in the depths of our hearts, we know that we need to be rescued. Somewhere hidden layers and layers beneath our confidence and comfort, we fear that something is wrong. There is a problem that we can't fix. Maybe if we really got deep enough in our own hearts, we would see that we identify more with the person who needs to be rescued rather than the rescuer. Perhaps that is maybe by design. Friend, today we're going to see how God demonstrated his faithfulness. Oh, our God's a faithful God. Amen. We're going to see how God demonstrated his faithfulness to his covenant people by rescuing them from captivity in Egypt. Before we turn to Exodus chapter 6, verses 2 to 9, before we kind of dig into the passage, remember when God called Abraham and made a promise to him that his descendants will be as numerous as the grains of sand, as the stars in the skies? And hundreds of years later, Abraham's family had migrated to Egypt and had grown. And the book of Exodus begins with the new Pharaoh of Egypt who saw the growing number of Israelites as a threat to his empire. So he forced all the Israelites into slavery and oppressed them with heavy, heavy burdens. And in fact, to slow down Israel's growth, Pharaoh had commanded every male born to a Hebrew to be killed. So it was pretty messed up back then. So God said to Moses, in the midst of all the oppression of his people, in Exodus chapter 6, verses 2 to 9, God also said to Moses, I am the Lord. Well, that's a powerful statement right there. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself fully known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan where they reside as foreigners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. It's good to know that God knows his promises. Amen. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, with mighty acts of judgment. And I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. In verse 9 of Exodus chapter 6, it says, Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and harsh labor. See, friend, God's plan was to rescue his people. And we see that he wasn't just going to rescue them so that they can be free. He was rescuing them for a purpose. When we think of Moses, we think of the phrase, let my people go. But the passage above shows us that the plan was bigger than mere freedom. God was demanding that his people be freed so they could freely worship him. He wasn't liberating them so they can just wouldn't have to serve the Egyptians, but instead God liberated them so they can serve him. And we read in this passage that God has a plan to rescue his people. See, God carried out the process of rescuing his people through bringing a series of plagues upon Egypt after Pharaoh refused to release the Israelites. Now, they started out smaller in magnitude and built as Pharaoh's heart continued to harden and resist the liberation of God's people. While some of the plagues were small in scale at the beginning, they were very intentional. When God turned the Nile River into blood and caused the sun to darken, he was specifically demonstrating his power. Watch this now. He was specifically demonstrating his power over the Egyptian gods. Now, two of the most powerful Egyptian gods, I think one of them was called Hapi, the Nile River god, and Ra, the sun god. Now, because they worshiped the Nile River god and the sun god was because of the economy. They had a strong economy there agriculturally. And they worship and they made sacrifices to these gods. So the Hebrews, who have been in slavery now for 400 years, think about that for a second. 400 years. I mean, generation after generation being born into slavery. Imagine the impact that captivity had on their lives. They were children of the promise. They were supposed to be in protection and blessing for them. And yet they were slaves. The gods of the Egyptians probably seemed more attentive and more responsive than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to some of those individuals there. Surely they would probably would have a tendency to forget the true God, and surely their hearts were tempted to bow down and worship the false Egyptian gods. Because maybe life was so tough that maybe they thought that their God forgot about them. Anybody like that here listening today, feeling that God may have forgotten about you? Friend, I got some good news for you. While all this was going on for the Israelites, the true God wasn't asleep. Amen. He knew that his people would be slaves for 400 years. He knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. That's how cool our God is. He had been actively setting the stage for their deliverance from the beginning. His faithfulness never wavered. Through the plagues, God demonstrated his power over the idols of Egypt and destroyed any temptation for his people to trust in those idols. He overcame the Nile River God that they worshiped. He overcame the sun god that they worshiped because he turned the Nile River into blood and he caused the sun to darken, demonstrating his power. And through his judgment of Egypt, God was winning back the hearts of his people. What a great promise of deliverance. Friend, are you brokenhearted today? Are you feeling that God may have forgotten about you? God may very well be setting the stage in your life to show you his power and his goodness and his faithfulness. Friend, I want to encourage you to persevere and leaning on the Lord himself in whatever you are doing, whatever you are struggling with. The word says in James chapter 1 verse 4, says, let perseverance finish its perfect work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. God may just be putting you on training ground right now, friend, to set you up for a place for you to be mature, for you to be at a place of completion, not lacking anything. Know in the midst of your struggle, know in the midst of that, that Jehovah, the true God, is not asleep. After all these years, the tomb of Jesus is still empty, friend. Don't forget about that. The tomb is still empty. The cross of Christ still stands. And after all of these years, God still has the whole world in his hands.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great. faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning. Mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin, that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, faithfulness, O God, my Father.
Yes, reminding us of the faithfulness of God. That is Chris Rice, and Great is Thy Faithfulness, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Friend, if this radio ministry has been a blessing to you, if God has used Great News Radio to encourage you, keep you focused, help you grow in your walk with Him, would you consider being parts of the giving family today, maybe as a monthly support, or maybe giving as a one-time gift? Would you consider stepping out in faith and supporting this radio ministry? If so, you can give safely and securely at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or you can give us a call and let us know of your supports. 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or if you're outside of the area, call 1-888-333-9466. That's 888-333-9466. Well, friend, thanks so much for letting me spend some time here with you. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow, continuing their series on the Book of Ruth. That's for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.